Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jared?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Don't
make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Called out here for a pill.
Really
trying to get this money for the real.
I hope to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, Fantasy Football Hustler back at ya. What is going down, everybody? Let's get ready to do how we always do, and let's smoke it up. Let's get a dab packed over here. Got our man King D in the house. What up, what up? We're going to talk about all the franchise-tagged players today. Make sure everybody remembers. All right, let's pack it up, throw it in the chat what you guys are smoking on. About to pack up some of this crumble here. Check this out. Got some fire ass blonde crumble here. And dab it up. I'm still waiting for my Dr. Dabber fucking topper or whatever to come in. Fucking broke the piece like off of it. So annoying. Shout out to everyone who just jumped into the show right now. Make sure you guys go follow us on Rumble as well. Trying to get our Rumble numbers up over there. All right. Let's get ready to smoke it up.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
Fire them up. Baby, all right, here we go. All right, let's smoke it up. Here we go. Kyle in the house. What up, bro? He said, freshly waked and vaped. Let's get it. Some hybrid. Nice. Derek, salute. Let's smoke it up. Just packed a dab. Going to be hanging. So the reason why I'm going live a little bit earlier today is because the Cannabis Guardian Angel is in the house in Vegas. So I think he lands at like 10 something. So went live a little bit earlier so I could still hang out, you know, for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then we're going to go hang out. Going to go hang out with the man, the myth, the legend, Cannabis Guardian Angel himself. So I will make sure to post some cool videos. I may even take my new camera because It's like a wireless camera that I can set up. We can just live stream, you know, on the go. The issue that I have with the camera is I'm not really sure, like, the audio situation. I mean, that would be the video situation, but the audio situation, I don't have covered yet. Woo. Whoa, first bowl of the day. Whew. All right. I'm sure I'll announce this a few times here, but let's announce the official list of the franchise tagged players from the NFL. 6, 7, 8. There's only eight. Only eight teams out of 32 franchise tagged a player this year. And I think the first one who was franchise tagged out of everybody was T. Higgins. That happened like last week. I think that happened like right when you could start franchise tagging players. Bake Bros in the house. If you guys are in the Minnesota Twin Cities area, hit up Bake Bros 710 on Facebook. They got you covered with the fire. Just let them know the Hustler sent you. Let's see. T. Higgins was the first one. I think Legarius Sneed might have been the second one for the Chiefs. And then Josh Allen for the Jaguars, the D lineman. They have him listed as a linebacker, but the D lineman. Jalen Johnson got tagged for the Bears, cornerback. Brian Burns got the non-exclusive tag for the Carolina Panthers. Justin Madbuki, the defensive tackle for the Ravens, got tagged. Michael Pittman was one of like the last tags. And then did I mention Antoine Winfield Jr.? He got tagged as well by the Tampa Bay Bucks. So only eight players this year got franchise tagged. I wonder if this is like, wonder if this is an all-time low in players that that got franchise tagged. Seems very, very low. And let's see. So here's, I mean, at least according to Adam Schefter, like here's some of the big names. We talked about the running backs, but we also got Chris Jones, who's a free agent now. Baker Mayfield is a free agent now. Well, and I mean, as of next week. So, I mean, these guys still can sign deals and stuff. They just weren't franchise tagged in time. So if these guys don't get any kind of deal before next Wednesday, they hit the open market. I'll say it again. Chris Jones, Baker Mayfield, Calvin Ridley, Christian Wilkins, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler. The Dolphins released Jerome Ford. I think that happened, or Jerome Baker, I mean, my bad, Jerome Baker. Yeah, so they said that they couldn't reach like a long, they were talking contract extension and they could not reach an agreement. So they said that they released him, but they're not leaving the door. Like the door is not closed on him re-signing. There you go. Derek Tony Pasta is a free agent as well. Let me see. I know there's other ones. DeAndre Swift. Oh, this is weird. Okay, so I didn't notice this. This happened yesterday that the Patriots are placing a transition tag on Kyle Duggar. So I'm not sure what the transition tag is as opposed to the franchise tag, but I guess Kyle Duggar got something as well. And hopefully we get more news on the Russ Wilson info. So we know that Russ is going to be released, but it's going to be, I mean, everything, it's always like, you know, they try to push it off to the last possible moment that they can. Like, I'm sure that that's what they're going to try to do, because I don't know if he could talk to anybody before then, like until they officially like release him. But yeah, it's supposed to be before next week, free agency. It's going to be right before whenever all the fucking guaranteed money starts kicking in. But it's crazy. $85 million in dead cap that the Broncos are going to get hit with. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. Like, this doesn't $85 million in dead cap hit. And I think it's spread out over the next two seasons is the way that it works. But that's crazy. That is crazy. And Zach said, send me your Addy. I'll get this one in the mail to you. Yeah, sounds good, bro. I know Zach has got some Baked Bros merch. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. I want some dope merch. Well, I'm rocking the Peacock's Mario shirt right now. And I know Baked Bros, he does a lot of Mario and Luigi stuff. All right, I'm just going to send it right now because I'd be smoking and forgetting. All right, boom. Thanks, stranger. He said, Hush, transition tag is the average of the top 10 salaries and no guarantee. Okay, well, there we go. So Kyle Duggar got the transition tag, and so he's paid as much as the top, at the average of the top 10 salaries at the position and no guarantees. Okay, so we'll see what happens there. I hope Kyle Duggar stays in New England. I also hope that, you know, they take care of him as well. Yeah, Derek Daniil Hunter. There's another one. And we didn't shout out strangers shouting out the Hootay Nation. What up, what up? And what Tino say? Duggar is practice squad. What the fuck are you talking about, Duggar's practice squad? He said Duggar likes to drink. Tino, what the hell are you talking about? Now I'm so confused. we talking about the same guy here? We talking about the same guy? All right, so yeah, that's a very small list, though. Very, very small list of players that got franchise tagged. So 9 total. Well, and I mean, not even 9 total got franchise tagged, but how about 9 players got tagged? Kyle Duggar was a transition tag or transitional tag. And then Brian Burns was the... Is it non-exclusive franchise tag is what they said? And with him, I think because of that, because I know D lineman, the franchise tag hit is fucking, it's insane. I think it's close to like 30 mil or like something like that. So they hit him with the non-exclusive tag. And I believe it was like 24 mil is what they're paying him unless anybody beats it. And then if anybody does beat it, they have the opportunity to beat it themselves. Seems like cheating. JPZ in the house. What up, bro? But yeah, a lot of craziness in the NFL going to be happening over the next week, literally over the next week, because NFL free agency starts next Wednesday. I believe it kicks off at 1 p.m. West Coast time. Let's see. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, and we got 2-day negotiating period. So, yeah, actually, I guess it don't even have to go live that day at 1 o'clock because we're going to know guys who are already going to get signed. It's just not going to be official until March 13th. But, yeah, March 11th. That's going to be that Monday. That's when the 2-day negotiating period starts. So we're already going to start hearing about stuff that's going to be going down like that day. And but yeah, NFL free agency officially kicks off next Wednesday, March 13th, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. There we go. And Tino said transitional tags for players marked as practice squad to sign a player another team. Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. The way that stranger explained it, he said transition tag is an average of the top 10 salaries and no guarantees. So I think it's just it's 2 steps below a regular franchise tag and 1 step below the non-exclusive franchise tag. Yeah, and JPZ said, loving the upgrade, yo. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So if you guys don't know, JPZ, the upgrade that he's talking about the streaming service app. It's the shit, for one. I pretty much use it every single day. And now, like, even Noble uses it, like, as well, because there's a bunch of, like, you know, just kid shows on there. I mean, pretty much everything. Like, it has different info. It has different movies from, like, all the different, like, streaming apps, different series from all the different, like, streaming apps. If you watch live TV at all, like, if you're, like, a sports person, it has every single sports package under the sun. So NBA, college basketball, college football, football, baseball, hockey, golf, cricket, like literally everything. Like, that's what's crazy, is like literally everything. If it's a sport on TV somewhere in the world, you can watch it. And yeah, and there's like so much more, like, in addition to that. But it's $40 a month. You can use it on one device. You can use it on Amazon Fire Stick. You can use it on your phone. I don't know if you guys heard me talking about this in the past, but like Hess, he was getting on a plane, and like, it was like right at the same time as, like, I don't know if it was the Thursday night football game or Sunday night football game. And he was tripping. He's like, dude, how am I going to fucking watch this game? I'm like waiting in line to like fly right now. And he was like, man, he was like, I'm going to miss the entire game. I was like, bro, you got the app, man. You got the streaming service app. As long as you have Wi-Fi on the plane, you can watch it on your phone. He was like, no shit. And he was super stoked after that. And Hess is going to be here in Vegas today. That's why I started streaming a little bit earlier today. Going to go hang out with the Cannabis Guardian Angel himself. Oh, yeah. See, here's another thing. There's so many things. There's so many things on this app that I just forget. It was like tens of thousands of things. And JPZ said, I'm about to hook my grandma up on those 24-hour game shows. She's going to be watching Family Feud all day. Yeah, see, like, that's what's cool, is like the movie channels, where it's like you can pick an actor and it'll just randomly be playing a movie, you know, of theirs. You can pick like you can go pick like a movie series like Fast and the Furious, and it'll be playing one of the Fast and the Furiouses, you know. And they have like hundreds of those channels. But yeah, like literally something for everybody. If you watch TV, there's something for you, that's for sure. And it's $40 a month. I'm going to throw the link in here where you can go pay to sign up, and I'll be your account manager with this. So it's not like you're just signing up and it's going to be, you know, someone random like taking care of you with this. When you sign up, like, I'm literally your account manager and your go-to person with this. And Tino said, does it have the Lacrosse World Championship? If it is on TV somewhere, any kind of sports channel, it is on this, because this has every single sports channel in existence. And like, you know how some sports channels, like, they might be playing like different content, you know, at the same time, if you're in like different regions of the country or the world. Well, this one has all those different variations of the channels as well. So like, if there's a basketball game going on, I don't know, let's say CBS or something, and then, but in like a totally different like region of the country, it's like golf or whatever, like, you can get all everything that's on any of these channels. Like, that's what's super dope. Peacock, what up? He said, I'd rather play in Houston than New Jersey, but that's just me. Who are we talking about? Oh, he said Texans -200 favorites to sign Barkley. I mean, you guys got the most, not the most dough. But let me go back to the and pull up this list here. So the Commandos, as of right now, so I mean, everything is going to change once cuts and, you know, everything starts happening. But Commandos, they're leading the pack with, it looks like, 96 mil in cap space. Tennessee Titans, 80 mil in cap space, and then Patriots, 78 mil in cap space, and then Texans, 70 mil in cap space. I mean, those are the top four teams with the available money, like, right now. And out of all four of those teams right there, I mean, I know that the Titans, I mean, I know they have Spears, but, I mean, are we to believe that, like, they're not going to make any kind of move on any running back? It's just kind of hard to think about it because they've had Derrick Henry for so much. So, I mean, just out of those top four, like, I feel like it would be the Texans, right? Like, I mean, just out of those top four, it seems the most likely. I mean, then we start getting into other teams, you know, as we go down a little bit. And, you know, we got the Rams. They got like 43 mil. Would they spend like a nice chunk of it like on Saquon? Like, who knows? But, you know, they got rid of Cam Akers. I really don't think Kyren Williams is like, you know, he's going to be the 100% workhorse guy. Like, it seems like he's better in like a secondary role. Like, anyways, like, he was killing it like in the beginning. Like, remember, it's like Cam Akers and him, and he was just like, you know, I think the first two games he had two touchdowns in like each of those games. So it like didn't matter if he was getting a bunch of touches or not. And Grass Tokas R Us, what up? He said, "Who dat nation over here? What up? What up?" Our man Jamie in the house. What up, homie? Uh-oh. JP's, he said, "Who dat?" He said, "Atlanta over here, shorty." There we go. And Derek hopping over on Twitch. What up? What up, bro? All right. Peacock said, "Give me Josh Jacobs and Singletary if they don't sign them." Yeah, I'm curious where Josh Jacobs is going to end up going. I mean, Josh Jacobs and Saquon, I mean, yeah, those are going to be like the top two guys. I mean, Eckler, it's going to be very interesting, like, where an Eckler might go. I really feel like Eckler's just going to end up staying in LA with the Chargers. It would be crazy if they brought him over to the Rams, but, you know, like, I mean, him and Kyren seem like they'd do too many similar like type things. What up, Emil? Ooh, Emil said the Bears. He said he'll go to the Bears. So the Bears are actually have the fifth most free cap space as of right now. Everything's going to change, but they have 57 mil in cap space as of now. Yeah. The Cardinals, they got 51 mil in free cap space. Like, who knows? Get Saquon over there with Kyler and go get Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, that'd be pretty fucking crazy. That would be pretty fucking crazy. Like, we're going to see. I cannot wait. Next week is going to be really dope. I mentioned the 13th is when free agency officially opens, but you have the 2-day negotiating period as well. That starts next Monday. So, yeah, we'll be on the lookout for all that kind of info. So, starting as of next Monday, it might as well be like free agency's opening, because we're going to start hearing all this news about who everyone's visiting. We're going to hear about deals that are all but being signed, you know, like, obviously anything could change in those 2 days, but usually they're not going to be breaking it on the press if they're, you know, if it's not like a for sure deal. Grass Tokas R Us said, "Love to see Barkley in the backfield besides Kamara." I mean, Kamara's getting paid too much. It's not going to pay like two running backs like that much money. It's just never really going to happen. And Tino said, "The Bears got money, picks, and dreams." Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They do. The hopes and dreams are there for the Bears this year. What up, Clock? Clock in the house. He said, "Seahawks cut their entire secondary." Who else did they cut? Let's see. Oh shit, they finally cut Jamal Adams, huh? They finally released him. Damn. That's a long time coming. That's a long time coming for them. And Quandre Diggs, huh? Huh. And who else did they release? Was it just those two, or was there anyone else? Okay, Diggs and Adams. Yeah, I mean, that's big for the Jamal Adams. Like, man, he just cannot stay healthy to save his life. It's crazy. It's crazy. The tight end, yeah, I saw that. Will Disley. Yeah, the fantasy footballer's famous, Will Disley. That's the only reason why he's famous, because the fantasy footballer's fucking putting him on the map way back. Toker, what up? He said, who dat nation over here jumped over to Rumble. Thanks, Toker, for hopping over to Rumble. Throw the link in there. Just in case you guys don't know about Rumble, it is free. It is very similar to YouTube, Twitch, and all of these other like streaming service apps. But we actually get a lot of viewers, you know, over there. We get more viewers on Rumble than anywhere else. So I'm going to keep like promoting that. It's just because they have less content creators on Rumble. So we're a bigger fish in a smaller pond over there. And Grass Tokers are us, and I think Michael Thomas will be fine somewhere else. Man, I can't, like, should he just retire? Like, at this point, like, it's kind of tough to, like, who would want him, for one? And it all depends on how much money, like, he signs for, I don't even know what a veteran's wide receiver contract of someone his age would be. Let's just say $3 or $4 million. You know, would someone even want to sign him for $3 or $4 million with as hurt as he's gotten over the last like couple years? Like, he, when I say can't stay healthy to save his life, like, Michael, you know, Michael Thomas is like the poster boy for that. Yeah, Tino said Thomas is interesting. I wonder what does happen to him. He's going to sign like a super veteran minimum, you know, like, I mean, he's put no good tape out for such a long time. Like, what is it, 2019? Was that, like, the last year that he's, like, actually done something? Like, we're talking about four seasons going on fifth season. Yeah. And how old is he? Because, I mean, we know he's old.
Simmons is old.
And what up? Chaotic in the house. What up, homegirl? And Tino said, what's the wide receiver vet minimum? I'll go search it right now. So let's see. He just turned 31, March 3rd. So 3 days ago. Happy birthday, MT. And let's see. Oh, what the fuck? What happened? Uh-oh. Why did it say that the stream ended? Everybody still here with me on Twitch? Why the hell? What the hell happened? Let's see. Derek said Twitch is messing up. Yeah, not sure what happened. Yeah, Twitch is completely off. Like right now. Let me see. Yeah, so, and I always have Twitch up on my computer. Let me see. Let's see if it'll let me do it again. But Tina said he's here still. And so I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened, but I just know that yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Let me see. Is it back up at all? Huh. JPZ, what up? On JPZ's on Rumble. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I don't know what the hell. I have no idea what the hell happened there. I had to. Yeah, no idea. That was super weird. Super weird. All right, we're back on Twitter, right? I think it's a little bit weird right now. I see it. There's something messed up because I have it on my TV, and definitely messing up right now. Hop to Rumble, hop to YouTube. I don't know what the hell's up with Twitch right now. And King D hopped over to YouTube. What up? Yeah, see, it ended again. I don't know what's going on with Twitch. Let's tell everyone hop to YouTube or Rumble. Twitch is tripping. Let's see. Did it come back at all? Huh? Weird. Now it's back. What the fuck? It's so weird. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Jamie said, I noticed Ricky Purcell will be 24 years old at the start of the season. That means he'll be 29 when he gets his second contract past the age of Apex. Does that put you off for him for Dynasty? It just depends on where he actually goes, because I'm not like super excited about him anyways. Like, I mean, what he's like, I think right now he's like a guy who's, I mean, he's a slot receiver, you know, or that's probably how he's going to be used. And I don't know, like, he's going to be drafted. I mean, I know he might go in the top two rounds, but there's just so many other wide receivers like that. I'm probably going to probably just going to want someone else instead of him, unless I get him hella late. Hell yeah, Derek is at Twitch. Is twitching. I don't know what the fuck's going on over there. Yeah, and Toker, you got to get some, getting some leagues with us. Said I have my own league. I manage in multiple leagues, but it's no Dynasty. Okay. And Tino says, damn, Twitch says can't classify content error. Like, Twitch is back up now. But, yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened there. But anyone who is outside of Twitch, if you want to hop back, it looks like it's back to normal. The reason why I knew that something was happening also is because I have it up, like, on my TV. That's, like, right there, like, next to this other camera that I have over here. And TV's, like, right there. And I just noticed it got cut off. I'm like, what the fuck? Tripping. Johnny said Twitch seems to be back to normal. That was weird. It made your face all abstract art. I saw that as well. It looked like I was a Picasso or something. Very, very weird. Very, very weird. Crabman said dabbing out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Check that out. Gotta have dope sticker for the dope dab rig. Boom. Nice. Johnny said I took a pic. I'll text it to you. I saw it, but yeah, you can still send it to me. Yeah, Peacock said 20% off with the code everything 20. Time's running out. Nice. It's at his it's at the Threadless store. Yeah. Let's get it. Hey, Hollywood Cole in the house. What up? There we go. Chaotic's back over there on Twitch. Yeah, no idea why Twitch was twitching over there. Since a bunch of new peeps just hopped back in, let me go back through all the players that were franchise tagged. So we have Justin Madbuki from the Ravens, the interior D lineman. Brian Burns from Carolina, he got the non-exclusive tag. For the Chicago Bears, Jalen Johnson, their cornerback, got tagged. T. Higgins got tagged. Michael Pittman got tagged. Josh Allen, the edge rusher from the Jacksonville Jaguars, got tagged. Legarius Sneed got tagged by the Chiefs. Antoine Winfield Jr. got tagged by the Bucks. And then Kyle Duggar got a transitional tag. Let me see. Where is that? Yeah, he got the transition tag. So I think that's one step lower than the non-exclusive. And, oh, I didn't even see this until today, but Chargers released Eric Kendricks. Yeah, his contract must be getting up there for this year. All right. Nice. Peacock said new designs dropping after the rookie draft. Let's get it. King D said, what's up with Bogey? He's in the league chats. Hollywood Cole said, what up, Derek? All right, let's get another dab going. All right, we started a little bit earlier Started a little bit earlier today because the Cannabis Guardian Angel himself is in Vegas. So I'm going to go be hanging out with him. He's at the new hotel, the Fountain Blue, in here in Vegas. It's one of the newer ones. It's kind of like, I think it's like north side of the strip. North side of the strip. And yeah, it's like brand new. It just opened, like, I think somewhere in December, November, somewhere like that. And so gonna go get some content over there, see what it's all about. Let me see. I'm gonna pull up remember I started that other channel, the Fantasy Football Funk channel. Hold up, where is it? Gotta have that funk. So I'm gonna share the link. So we're not doing I pretty much changed it around, not doing the Fantasy Football Funk. That is I really don't want to have two fantasy football channels. Like, eventually we'll get this one monetized again if it's supposed to be that way. I just have to change things up, so I changed it back to Fantasy Football Hustler instead of the 420 Fantasy Hustler Network, just because gonna be you just never know if that was one of the reasons why. But go subscribe to this channel. This is going to be like, pretty much this is just going to be like my vlogging channel, where I'm going to be posting pretty much everything under the sun, not fantasy football related. So like today when I'm going with Hess, like a bunch of content is going to be put there, you know, on YouTube. I'm sure I'll put some weed smoking stuff on the other channel as of right now. I'm going to try to not put weed smoking stuff on the vlogging. We'll put that on different places, but yeah, we got a lot of cool things that they got going on. So make sure you go follow that channel as well. There we go. Derek says he's already subbed on that channel. Hell yeah. King Rizzy in the house. What up, bro? So this is someone that I met because of the streaming service that I use, StreamYard. We're going to be doing like some wrestling watch-alongs, some movie watch-alongs. Going to be some cool stuff happening with King Rizzy real soon. Ha, Johnny said Bogey's alive and well. Just got a classic Bogey offer this morning. And Grass Tokers R Us said, you still have slots available for Dynasty. Yes. So there are $30 buy-ins and $55 buy-ins. That's if you want to get into some cheaper leagues. And those ones are, there's three styles. There's a single QB offense only, super flex offense only, and then a super flex with IDP. All of them have both buy-in options. Those are the hustler leagues. And then we do have some 420 crew exclusive leagues that you have to be in Patreon to be able to get access to these leagues. The one that we're filling up two right now, but the one that's going to be starting sooner is a $87 buy-in, and it's a super flex offense only league. There's 12 teams that are in it. That one's going to be super fun. And then we're going to be filling up one of the classic 420 crew super flex with IDP leagues. It's $135 buy-in. And that one, I think we have like 9 or 10 spots. Those are the only ones that I'm going to play in, the 420 crew super flex IDP. The rest I'm just going to be hosting. All right. Let's smoke it up. Here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
Hopefully this Dr. Dabber top comes soon. I already ordered it. It said, please allow 2 to 4 days for processing. Woo! I also bought one of the inserts that they have for this as well. Insert's fucking insane. It's like a $95 insert, but it's supposed to be like supposed to be the best shit around. And Tino said, my Twitch said, he said, I think you may have to add a category to your Twitch, bro. I'm only guessing. He said, so you're telling me all the social media sites are shutting down. He said, go, goddamn, I need to go home with the guns. Because it was crazy, like Facebook and Instagram and like all of those kind of got randomly like shut down like yesterday. Super weird. But yeah, it was... Yeah, it was weird. I wasn't like tripping on it because it ended up fixing like pretty fast, you know, after the fact. But yeah, super weird how all that happened. Peacock said, my dab rig doesn't get delivered until Friday. I'm sitting on 3 grams of hash oil and shatter. Can't wait. Nice. Yeah, Peacock's going to be joining the 710 crew. Now, woo. Kyle said, I'm probably going to join a couple leagues in the next week. They're all on Sleeper. Oh, yeah. Everything's on Sleeper. Now, even the vampire leagues, even the vampire leagues that are going to happen this year, they're going to be on Sleeper because Sleeper finally added, features. The features, now we can host it. Tino said, prepare for the alien invasion, team. Peacock said, got a couple of distillate carts to hold me off until then. There we go. Nice. Grass Tokers R Us said, I moved my league this year from ESPN to Sleeper. Good job. Good job. Because I know that ESPN and Yahoo, like loyalists, like they're very hard to convert. So good. Props to you. I mean, Sleeper is the best. I really feel that they actually make changes like every single year. Like that's something that Yahoo and ESPN don't really do. Like, with ESPN and Yahoo, this is kind of just like, you know, a place where they can get advertisers. And if they have to put a bunch of money into, you know, developing it, you know, I mean, I guess that advertiser money just doesn't stretch as far. But, you know, lucky for Sleeper that they're not improving anything because more people just keep converting to Sleeper. And I like Sleeper. Tina said, I bet we still bet the aliens at football. He said, real deal, bro. I'm ready. Still beat the aliens at football. A lot of crazy shit has been happening this year. Like, I mean, the San Diego crazy floods. I mean, it flooded twice. That was like Southern California too, not just San Diego. Crazy ass winds that we just got in Vegas over the last couple, over the last weekend, just like insane. Like, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of crazy shit going on. Tina said, everything I do in life is to prep for an alien invasion or make myself cooler. And sometimes I bet both happen at the same time, huh? Peacock said, a Sleeper tries to evolve and cater, which is what we want. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, that there is zero of these apps that are perfect. Zero of the fantasy football apps are perfect because like even Sleeper has things missing that that I wish were there. And so, yeah, this is what I've always said is like, you know, we need about like $5 to $10 million and we could build like the ultimate fantasy football like platform. But like I'm sure it would take like that much money because like even after the shit gets built, we're gonna need a lot of money for marketing and stuff like that. But it would be that dope. And Tina said, facts, Hus. He said, sometimes alien prep and cool shit cross paths. Oh yeah. Whew. All right. Oh man, here's the picture Johnny sent me of I don't even think you could see it. Like, oh yeah, you can. There you go. Look at that. It's fucking crazy, insane. Oh man, Tino said, hence garage kung fu. Oh, man. Whew. All right. Man, I feel so much cooler now when I go out. I don't know if you guys saw, like, I recorded a bunch of videos, put them on Instagram and stuff. I got these little portable mics, and it just hooks like the main piece or whatever, like this little piece, like right here, just like hooks like straight into your phone. And then these aren't even Bluetooth. Like, that's what's cool. It's just like a direct, like, I don't even have to have Bluetooth on or anything. It's like I plug in this thing and I turn on the microphone, and the microphone automatically like works. And yeah. And Tina said, oh shit, I seen that on TikTok, cuz. Yeah. So, I mean, I got these before I started, you know, being all about the TikTok shop. It's crazy because TikTok's like the new QVC for like our generation. It's crazy. And yeah, these things are just, they're so awesome. Like, I don't even know the range, but I think it's like 20 or 25 feet. But like super cool, because like I was in crowded areas when like getting like different interviews. And so I would give it, you know, to the person. They would like hook it on their fucking you know, lanyard or whatever, and then it'd be like perfect crystal clear, and I'd be like far back, and if I didn't have these, we wouldn't be able to hear shit of like what they were saying. And so, like, yeah, I feel like so cool because I'm like an on-scene reporter now with the microphone. And like, you know, I feel like a while ago, like maybe let's say a year or two ago, I might have felt self-conscious, you know, because like, oh man, like this looks like a little weenie, like fucking mic. But like everybody like has these ones now. So now I don't feel weird about it. Like getting a big ass mic is like cool, but then you got to like lug it around and like all that shit too. Like these, I literally just like clip it on my shirt or whatever. And it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And Peacock said that would be a cool painting. Looks crazy, right? Tina said, bro, I'd be buying shit from the TikTok shop like crazy. He said, I got a neck massager. It's fire. Yeah, let me see. What have I gotten on? Oh, you want to know a crazy ass thing that I got off a TikTok shop recently? I haven't even set it up yet, but it's like, it's a fucking... It's a trampoline, but it's got a big old enclosed, like, not gate, but pretty much just, I don't even know. I mean, I think it's like a mesh or meh. No, it's something tough. It's something tough, but it's got a big, like, surrounding, and then it's got, like, the little gymnastics hooks that, like, come down from there. So, like, Noble's going to be able to, like, go crazy on this shit. And it was only, like, $90. And, like, looking on Amazon, like, similar shit, 150, like, close to 200. But so yeah, the TikTok, and I thought that everything on the TikTok shop would be coming from overseas, but I got this shit in like 2 days. It was like 2 days, and I was super surprised, because like everything else that I've gotten from TikTok, I'm assuming it's all coming from China or like something, you know, just where everything else comes from anyways. But that's just, it's baked into the timeline that they give you, because it's usually like a 2 to 4 week like timeline, 3 to 4 week, 2 to 3 week, shit like that. Tino said, I got that emulator Game Boy from TikTok. Nice. I also got the cool Jesus shirt. And said, I don't think you can say trampoline anymore. He said, it's bouncy now. What? Peacock said, Texans extended Fairbairn, 3 years, 16 mil. Nice. And Tino said, bro, that shit ships fast. They got to have a warehouse here. Yeah, everything else that I've gotten besides this, it's taken like at least 2 weeks. At least 2 weeks. Like some things like even more than that. Which I'm fine if I'm like getting like some insane like discount. Something that like I got one of those like stabilizers like from there. I think got it for like $40 or something, $50. And like all, like the minimum on Amazon that you can get them for, I've seen, is pretty much like $140, $150. Yeah, so it's like crazy. Like the TikTok shop is the shit. I love that shit. It is, it's legit like QVC. For like, you know, the new generation now. And like QVC was just like on cable and shit, had their own channel. Now this whole app is just like turning into it. I got to get up to 5,000 followers so I can like get on that shit. Cause I'll buy some shit and make it look cool. And Tino said, it's kind of genius. You get the warehouses, they hold all the shit that have the content creators push. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And like all the content creators want to do it because like every sale that they make, they get a commission, you know, off of it. Anyone buys it from the video or whatever that they saw, they're getting money. Look at that. Kyle said, I got a dope tripod, $11. Yeah, like TikTok shop is the shit. And like most of these things that we're getting anyways, like if I was just to go buy one of the stablers off of Amazon or whatever, it's going to be like the same shit that I'd be buying. Like maybe it's like a different version or from like a different company, but it's like the same shit, same country of like origin, all of that. Dino said they probably lose on some shit, but a lot of it sells out. That's what's crazy is like, you know, do they lose like money on it? Like, I mean, TikTok, I think the reason, okay, because like all of these things is like, it's TikTok, like supposedly, like I'm not sure how this works, but supposedly it's like TikTok who is like, they're the ones who are paying for the people to get the discount. So like the sellers and everything, like they're getting like normal price like for it. But it's like, it's TikTok like paying them as well for like being a seller. And I think it's just because it's so like, it's still in such the early stages. They're trying to like get people like addicted, you know, to this shit, which it's hard not to be if you like buying shit. And I haven't spent an insane amount of money, but just like seeing that thing for Noble and like buying it, knowing that I'm getting it like at least 33% cheaper than like anywhere on Amazon. Like, yeah, just had to do it. And Tino said, hush, you need to be selling those mystery jerseys on TikTok, bro. He said, you pick a division, then it'll be a mystery jersey from that division. Interesting. Tino's had a job, 600 already. Oh, man. You know what? That is a cool idea. It's on TikTok. On TikTok. Okay. Can you send me like a link of like someone? I mean, I get the general idea, but you know, like I'm curious about like pricing, like how many people actually like get in it. But yeah, that's interesting. You pick a division. I mean, I got a bunch of signed jerseys that that we can do. That would be kind of fun though, right? That instead of like knowing the exact jersey that you get, knowing that it's from a division, you know, it I mean, that changes the game a little bit. People like the mystery boxes. Kyle said, I tried signing up to do this, but it said you have to have a current store, store or warehouse, huh? And seeing like even what I was talking about actually being one of those like influencers on TikTok who's like making the video about the product and then someone buys the product, then I make the money off of it. But yes, like that's what's crazy is you can that would be one thing is that you can put like products on there and shit for like them to sell. Peacock said that Kiami only missed one field goal last season, 27 out of 28, and he was on the IR for 4 games. Okay. Stranger said that mystery box would suck for me. I hate the other teams in my division. And so, you know, it's funny. I won't say this again, but, you know, we only have a few dozen people, like, watching at this point. Salute to you guys. You've been live for about an hour. Like out of your division, I think I for sure have like more Bengals than anything though. It might only be two, but that's more than any other, you know, team that I have. Grass Tokers R Us, I did a birthday detoxing last month because my birthday was on March 3rd. I wanted to get bombed, so I went so it went off without a hitch. He said it was like I had never smoked before. I got so high. So high I thought it was an alien. Hell yeah. Nice. See, that's a good reason to do a tolerance. Huh. But what is in there though? Like, do they ever show what like what the jerseys look like? Cause that shit looks small. Tina said they cost a customer 26 and you get a jersey. Okay. Do you, I mean, any example of that jersey? I'm just curious what it looks like. Cause like, they're showing the Cheetos or whatever, you know, like what, I don't know what the fuck that was, but I assume that was like kind of like a bag. Oh, he says someone live doing it now. Okay. Let's see. I just pulled a Watson jersey, Christian Watson. Now, I was just asking if you had an example of what the jerseys looked like. Because I was saying that, oh, the Cheetos bag is hella big. It looks small. I guess I didn't have anything to like size compare it to, but it looked like a little Mylar, but like, no, it's like Mylar, like one of those like pound Mylar ones. Okay. Tina said most of the jerseys are not good, but I've seen a Colt Manning be pulled. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to just get super expensive jerseys all the time for this, you know, and charge people $26. Like, so you said $26 and then like, are people like, is it every single team for $26 and then it's just one jersey and that's it? But yeah, always curious about how this works. We're going to get back. You guys see the cards right there? We're going to get back into the card rips here pretty soon. Going to be very, very soon. What up, Bakes? Started a little bit early today. We got the Cannabis Guardian Angel who's going to be here in Vegas. So I started a little bit early and I'm going to be leaving my house in like an hour-ish. Go check him out at the Fountain Blue. One of the new casinos here in Vegas. And I was telling everyone, or at least reminding everyone about the new channel, or well, not the new channel, but the way that this channel is going to get used now is going to be more of like a vlogging channel. So just a place for like, because most of the stuff I was just posting on like Instagram and, you know, but like now it'll all get posted on this channel as well. Anything that I'm doing around Vegas or, you know, showcasing food places off or whatever, like I'll be posting a lot there for that. And Tina said, so you pick a division for the bag and the bag will be a random team for that division. Okay. Like if you win, like it's from the. Let's see. Well, I'm just leaving it up here for now. There we go. Give me an example, Tina. Perfect sense. So if it's like NFL East bag, you'll have a random jersey from the Cowboys. And then each, like you, like someone pays for one team of that. Peacocks, I'm going to try to limit the wake and bakes and then only smoke after hours, that way I get super lifted. Yeah, Bakes, I guess I'm already subscribed to that channel. Yeah, anyone who has subscribed to the Fantasy Football Funk, that was just what I made it. I just converted it to that one because there's no, if we're going to get the Fantasy Football channel remonetized, it'll just get remonetized. I don't want to like start doing content like just for that or whatever. Oh, Tino said they just sell the bags. I think they get a commission. Okay, okay. Peacock said, I got to treat smoking like a ritual again, like when I was a teenager. It was an event to get blazed for sure. Tino said, but basically you could buy the bags and sell them for $40 if you want. Where do you get those? Where do you get those from? Because yeah, that might be worth it. You know, I mean, I get they're not signed, right? Like I saw that, like it's not a signed jersey, but I don't know, like still cool. Like either way, it's like a mystery bag. But yeah, that would be cool. And then I have a handful of jerseys also that could be utilized for that. Oh shit, he said summer sign. He said the Manning was okay. So and but throw in a link, like where would I even buy those jerseys, those mystery jerseys? So we'll just leave that muted. Let's see. Oh, crazy. It's just straight on the app, huh? Let me see. Son of a bitch. Second pick shows signed Brady. See that, Huss? Let me see. I don't know why it's not letting me. It's not letting me scroll through. Let me see here. Dang. Tino, do me a favor. I know it's more work for you, but go to, like, send me that in TikTok because it's not, because it's making me, it says it needs to be on the app for that one. And like my whole computer is like out of whack right now. I can't like text it to myself. Normally I would be able to. All right, I just had someone pay for their streaming service. So let me, there we go. Thanks, Tino, you the man. Makes it way easier. Oh, shit. Of course they're showing off a signed Brady jersey. So, like, do you know? Oh, so on here, you do pick the team. Cool. Thanks, Tino. I might get a couple of these. Might get a couple of these. And Tino said, how bags that dude open to get off that though? Because these guys are box breakers. And Tino said, hold on, because that's going to be work. Yeah. I mean, we're going to figure out. I just think this would just be cool in general to have. Yeah, it lets you pick by the team is what it does. But yeah, this is pretty cool. It says the division. I think you can't pick your team. So you're picking your, okay. So it's the box break is what you're saying. Like you're buying into the box break is what it is. This isn't like buying the jersey. I wish I could just see more of the, yeah, let's see. Three bag PYT, each containing a signed authentication jersey. Depending on the location, it could take up to 10 business days to arrive. Yeah, so this is actually buying the jersey, right? Okay. He said there's no guarantee you'll get a specific team. But is that what this is? Are you buying a jersey, or is this getting in, or is this buying a raffle spot? The box breakers just sell the jerseys too, but how they do the box breaks is just show people what they get with basically an investor in sports memorabilia is in the cards. Yeah. Bake said those jersey breaks are cool but expensive, usually just 1 to 3 per pack, but it's like but it's just like a raffle ticket normally. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious what this is. Like, it is super cool. And maybe, you know, some of the signed jerseys that I have, we just treat it that way. It will be like a mystery. Like, I guess I'll know what it is, and it will be like signed jerseys. But yeah, because I know these ones, like, it is like a literal like box break, right? And I thought that I thought that it was small, because it looked like it was a Mylar bag, and I swore it was just like a small ass bag. When you actually saw it in comparison to other things, it was then you could see it's like a huge like pound size Mylar bag. Like, it's fucking huge. Tina said box breakers usually have a rich dude finding them. Okay. Nick said, you're doing the shows by yourself now. Yeah, pretty much. We're going to have different shows and stuff going on. Tina said funding. Okay. Oh, funding them. Yeah, for sure. I mean, kind of have to, right? Like, I mean, it's tough to buy all these crazy ass fucking shit's expensive. Shit is expensive. Man, that's so funny, Tina. I couldn't even notice it on my screen, but I have this pulled up on my TV. And I didn't even notice that you have Dak 316 as your Twitch photo. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, man. You savage. All right. And Tina said he's bald now. All right. Yeah. What up, Devo? Smoke breaking it. Let's get it. Perfect timing, because I think I'm going to be out of here in the next like 15, 20 minutes or so. Ha! Tina said he went full stone cold. Hold on. Tina said, please refer to the Dakota as the Texas rattlesnake. No, sir. No, sir. No way. Ain't no way that's ever going to happen.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
All right. Well, we got a few guys pan their streaming here. Let me go make... Son of a bitch. All right. Well, I'll deal with this. All right. All right. One more dab. Bake said, what's Cupworth and Dynasty? Shit, whatever someone will pay for them. I mean, should be worth a first, but probably just levels to, like, you know, how high the first is. It's a crazy wide receiver year, so that's what's nuts. Tina said, you really want to figure out how to sell those bags live on TikTok, though, Huss. I've seen motherfuckers sell 100 bags in a few hours. Yeah, I mean, it'd be super cool. So where do I get, I mean, those bags, like, I'm still kind of confused. Like, if I go spend, I mean, somewhere, you know, if I go spend whatever it says, you know, because they were all different prices. If I go spend whatever it says, I mean, it's making me pick a team. Like, also, is that me buying into a raffle? Or buying the actual jersey? And even if I don't know what jersey it is, like, that's fine too. But that's what I'm confused on. Yeah, the way to be a TikTok seller is you have to have over 5,000 followers. I don't. The fantasy football channel is growing hella slow. The Lego channel grew, like, way faster. Like, I got over 1,000 people on the Lego channel, but fantasy football channel, super slow rise. Oh, you're buying the bags. They don't do the raffles. Okay. So that's what I wanted to know. Like, if I'm buying that, am I actually buying, you know, the bag? Because, yeah, if we did that, like, yeah, I could, you know, we could do that, like a $25 potential buy-in or $30 buy-in, you know, something like that. And then you pay for shipping after that. Like, we could do something like that. They said they sell merch online, those bags. I've seen them move faster than Reggie Bush's jersey. They want 200 for, oh shit. Bake said, would you rather have Diggs or Cup in Dynasty? It's tough, man. It's tough between both those guys because, you know, I mean, the biggest thing about them is they're so old.
Simmons is old.
Too old. I feel like I still have Cup a little bit higher than Diggs, but they're both really close. Peacock says, not that they don't have a culture, they just can't foster winning. It's that they have an entitlement that they can't foster, can't foster consistency in the biggest moments. And and is that Ryan Clark? It says Real Clark 25. I'm assuming, is that Ryan Clark? He said on the Cowboys. Ooh, yeah. Cowboys have fucked off a lot of opportunities. That's for sure. All right. Damn it. All right. Peacock said he said the Cowboys start winning and act like that's the way it's supposed to be and get relaxed and then can never turn on in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Chargers feel like the same way with, you know, playoff curse or whatever. I don't know. Either way, they're both like, they seem cursed in the same way, but the Chargers have never won it. So that's what makes it worse for them. All right, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, guys. Appreciate you rocking with me for the show. We'll be live pretty much every day, at least weekdays. We'll be live around 12, like Eastern time, 9 West Coast time. Today, because the Cannabis Guardian Angel was in town. And he might be in town for a few days, so who knows? Maybe over the next couple of days I might go live a little bit earlier because I know he's got a few things happening around town, so I'm going to go get in the mix on those things. And Bake said, fuck the Cowgirls. Tina said, a Cowboy fan hurt Peacock somewhere. Peace out, Jamie. Peace out, everyone. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And make sure you can just go to fantasyfootballhustler.com so you can go follow everyone on social media because, you know, posting a bunch on TikTok and Instagram and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, we'll see you on the flip side. Peace out.
Defense, on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.